31-yard reception, and this game is tied with 3:03 left in the second quarter. Two-point conversion still upcoming, and Lakers converts on another fourth down. They did the same thing last week, and this time a 4th and 11 from the 31-yard line.
This play was a glorified Hail Mary. There was two wide receivers running, streaking right down to the end zone, and basically Brennan Wisner heaves it up into the air. There's two defenders, one on each receiver, and a deep safety. And number 10 of Cass City is going to have nightmares. That's Brendan Hamilton. He goes up and tries to intercept the pass, and when it goes through his arms and deflects off his arm, right into the arm of Jake Kretschmer, makes it a great catch and focus. Brendan Hamilton in that situation needs to knock the ball down, but Jake Kretschmer with the play of the game so far.
Warren gets the handoff on the two-point conversion. A second effort gets close to the end zone line. They're saying no. And the two-point conversion is no good, and we are tied after a failed two-point conversion. It is 6-6. Lakers in Kansas City tied up with just 3:03 left before the first half is in the books right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
Arnie Ruthenberg here, sales manager, Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet, Buick, and Seawing. With over 40 years in the automotive business, I have come full circle. Back where it all started for me, right here in Seawing. I'm committed to making every visit here at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick a pleasant one. With unbeatable deals, new or pre-owned, see me, Arnie Ruthenberg, sales manager, or any one of our professional sales staff for an unbeatable deal that only can come from Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Seawing.
Lakers responds with a touchdown of their own. That's back-to-back touchdowns for both teams. The PAT for Cass City hit the upright, no good. The two-point conversion was stopped at the half-yard line. No good there. 6-6 tied, Cass City and Lakers. 3:03 before the half is over. Lakers after a 63-yard drive, covering 7 minutes and 5 seconds off that clock. And Lakers now has had the ball for 10 minutes, 29 seconds. Cass City, 10 minutes, 28 seconds. 6-6 tie, and there's the kick from Lakers. It comes in at the Cass City 18-yard line. It's muffed and finally brought in by Hamilton at the 15-yard line. He's on his feet, and he's spun down at the 15-yard line. They're going to actually say forward progress had him stopped at the 18-yard line, though. And it'll be 1st and 10 for the Cass City Redhawks deep in their own territory. An 82-yard field to work with and 2 minutes 56 seconds to do so.
Great special teams coverage there by Lakers, pinning Cass City way back in their own zone. Just under 3 minutes to go in the first half. Cass City controls the football. Yes, as much as you'd like to put points on the board, this Laker defense is very tough. And most importantly, you cannot give Lakers another chance to score here. Momentum's in their favor. Cass City, if they can find a way to get a first down or two or one big play, then maybe they can think about scoring some points here before the half. But as of right now, a 6-6 tie, no harm done.
One receiver wide each way, and it's a handoff right up the middle. And Nick Perry is still doing battle in the trenches there. He gets out for maybe a hard-fought 1 yard. When all said and done, that kid is a beast. And it's 2nd down at 9 yards to go.
Number 23 for the Laker defense makes the tackle. That's Preston Warren, the junior linebacker. He's been all over the place in defense. 5 tackles already for that Laker defense. Not much happening there on first down. Maybe a yard or two at most for Perry, even though he was running for what felt like a whole minute. But running and going nowhere, that defensive line holding strong. For Lakers.
Receiver wide each way. 2 men in the backfield. Cuthrell, sophomore play caller, under center. And he hands it off to Hamilton coming around the right end. Finds the seam. Positive yardage across the 25. And forward progress has him stopped out of the 27-yard line. Brought down by linebacker Taylor Cady of the Lakers. About a yard shy of the first down marker. 3rd down, a yard to go after an 8-yard gain.
Nice run there. Cass City pitches it out to the right, trying to break up that tough defensive front. Is able to get around the right side and get that maybe 7 or 8 yards. 3rd and 1 coming up, but just a minute 40 to go in the first half.
Basically, All Saints now making a ball game. North Huron leads 22-14. As 3rd down and a yard to go. 1 yard wide each way. Cuthrell under center working off that right hash. Hand off to Nick Perry. Dives forward, has maybe the 1st down, and gets down close to the 30-yard line.
I think he does.
And yes, he does. Forward progress, and is number 55 for Lakers on the tackle. Brady Smith, defensive lineman. and is out for a 3-yard gain. Move the chains for Cass City. Stops the clock momentarily with a minute 19 left before the half is over. We're tied at 6 apiece. Cass City trying to score for the second time.
I don't know if they're trying that hard, Clark. They really wanted that first down. Now the rest of the half is in their pocket. If they want to try to be a little bit creative, they can. But keep in mind, Lakers has at least two, if not all three, of their timeouts. You do not want to give them the football back. You just seen what Brennan Wisner could do on 4th and 11 and an obvious passing down. You don't want them to have another chance to score here before the half.
First and 10, full house tee. And it's a handoff to Hamilton. Has room to run, has plows down Brennan Wisner. And he has a 12-yard gain. Move the chains with a minute 2 left. They're all the way to the Cass City 42-yard line.
Not a nice run there by Brendan Hamilton around the right side, just off tackle. He's able to cut it up the middle and run right into that secondary where Brennan Wisner's the last line of defense. Takes a big hit from Brennan Hamilton, but I think he may be able to make the tackle, but not until Cass City gets another first down on this drive.
First and 10, clock's starting to roll again. 53 seconds left. Both teams have two timeouts left. At the 42-yard line, staying in the full house tee, Cathrell under center. And back to pass, play action rolling to his right. And he has a receiver and is caught and tackled out of bounds at the 41-yard line as Luke Stern brings it in, tackled by Brennan Wisner out of bounds. Stops the clock at the Laker 41-yard line with 38 and a half of seconds left.
I love the play call. Play action, you make it look like you're really not trying to score before the half, even though I do question it. Why didn't they use one of those timeouts? But apparently this is the way they want to do it. Play action pass, Cathrell is right on the money. Luke Stern is able to hang onto it and get out of bounds. 41-yard line, a first down. That's three plays in a row with a first down for Cass City. All of a sudden, 41 yards to pay dirt. They're in Laker territory. And now, if you don't get a whole lot closer, now it's they got a chance to throw one into the end zone and see if they can't get a little payback for the last series.
That's the first complete pass for Stanton Cathrell tonight. An 18-yard reception is on his fourth try. The receiver wide each way, and it's a handoff up the middle to Nick Perry. He rolls across the 40-yard line and gets out maybe to the 39-yard line, and Scott Cathrell calls a timeout with 32 seconds left in this first half. We are tied at 6 apiece, and Cassie trying to put one more drive together before they hit the locker room for halftime. You're listening to the WNW Sports Network, 665.
Countryside Sales and Service of Seawing knows you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, their shop and parts department are still open, too. They're open 6 days a week and late Tuesday through Friday nights for your convenience. They hope your breakdowns are few, but they know things happen at the worst possible times. So if you need Cat, Kenworth, and Mack trailer parts, tires, and custom hydraulic hoses, call ahead for parts pickup. Countryside sells what they run. Countryside wishes everyone a safe harvest. On your way through Owendale, stop at Stack's Market to fuel up, grab a deli sandwich or pizza, and get rolling fast. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
Second down, 8 yards to go for maybe 9 yards to go for the Cass City Redhawks. As with 32 seconds left before the half is over, they are at the Laker 40-yard line. We are tied 6 apiece in the Division 7 District Championship in Cass City, Michigan. This is a rematch from week number 5. That game came all the way down to the last play where Cass City was stopped at the Laker 5-yard line as time expired for the Laker victory. This time we're tied at 6 apiece, so just before the half. Cathrell, left, right across your radio. Wing T to the left, and it's a reverse to the right to Luke Stern. And we have a flag flying at the 41-yard line as Stern gets out for maybe a yard. And this will more than likely going to be a hold against the Cass City Redhawks.
Yeah, I don't know if it was Dalton Powell or Hunter Vaughn, but right in front of the play, an obvious grab of the jersey and a hold. So obvious that I could see it from here. And I just couldn't tell which jersey had it because those numbers are so hard to read. But nonetheless, they're going to go back 10 yards, and they'll be close to midfield before this is done.
Dave, you're starting to sound like John Mooney complaining about the jerseys this much. 6-6 tie, 27 seconds left before the half is over.
I learned from the best.
Yes, you do. Good man to learn from. So this is a hold against Cass City, pushes them back 10 yards. So instead of a second down and 9, it'll be a second down and 19 back into their own territory at their own 49-yard line. They need to get to the 31-yard line, so it's a second down, 18 to go. 27 seconds left. One timeout left for Cass City. Lakers has two.
penalties like that that will pretty much deflate any momentum you had and any chance you had of scoring, unless this play is a big one right here.
As they hand out to Brendan Hamilton, has a lead blocker across the 40, across the 35, spun down.